What we believe. God reveals truth to His prophets and to us. A prophet is a special witness for Jesus Christ and testifies of His divinity. God calls a prophet to be His representative on earth. A prophet teaches truth, interprets the Word of God, and otherwise follows God's directions in blessing our lives. When a prophet speaks for God, it is as if God is speaking. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 1, Verse 38. Prophets are on the earth today, just as they were anciently. Revelation for the whole church comes through the President of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Thomas S. Monson. He is a prophet of God. When members of the church speak of the prophet, they are referring to the President of the Church. However, there are other prophets on the earth today. President Monson's two counselors, President Henry B. Eyring and President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, are also prophets. 12 other men, the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, are also called as prophets. As children of a loving Heavenly Father, we can also receive revelation from Him for our personal lives. While revelation can sometimes come through visions, dreams, or visitations by angels, the most common way God communicates with us is through the quiet spiritual promptings of the Holy Ghost. Through personal revelation, we can receive strength and answers to our prayers. Where can we read inspired teachings from modern prophets? 1. The Doctrine and Covenants is a collection of revelations given to modern prophets. It can be found online at www.scriptures.lds.org. 2. A message from the President of the Church or one of his counselors is printed each month in the Liahona and Ensign magazines, available in some languages at lds.org. 3. The Family, A Proclamation to the World, and The Living Christ, The Testimony of the Apostles, are prophetic declarations of truths about the family and the Savior. Both are on lds.org. 4. All members of the First Presidency and Quorum of the 12 Apostles speak every 6 months in the Church's General Conference. Read the text or see videos of their addresses at www.conference.lds.org. How can we receive personal revelation? 1. Fast, ponder, and pray for guidance. 2. Read the Scriptures. They are a means by which Heavenly Father can answer our prayers and give us guidance as the Holy Ghost helps us understand what we read. 3. Attend church each Sunday and, if possible, attend the temple. 4. Keep the commandments so you can be worthy to receive inspiration from the Holy Ghost. For more information, see Dallin H. Oaks, Two Lines of Communication, Liahona and Ensign, November 2010, page 83. Gospel Principles, 2009, Prophets of God, pages 39 through 43. And True to the Faith, 2004, Revelation, pages 140 through 144. I will tell you in your mind and in your heart by the Holy Ghost, which shall come upon you and which shall dwell in your heart. Now behold, this is the spirit of revelation. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 8, verses 2 and 3. Sidebar. How grateful we are that the heavens are indeed open, that the gospel of Jesus Christ has been restored, and that the church is founded on the rock of revelation. We are a blessed people, with apostles and prophets upon the earth today. President Thomas S. Monson, Closing Remarks, Liahona and Ensign, November 2009, pages 109 and 110. End of the section, What We Believe. End of the article, God reveals truth to his prophets and to us.